Good evening, afternoon, and morning, amateur radio station. This is the Science and TechNet, held each Saturday at 9 p.m. my local time here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, or 0100 hours GMT. The next coordination stage for tonight's meeting is VH3KX. My name is Ken, and I'll be operating the net control for this evening's net from my home located in South Etobicoke, Ontario, Canada. This net is a forum to provide members a means to discuss science and technology, practice and become familiar with the radio, net procedures, distribute information, and help get new amateur radio operators on the air. Drop it. This is a check-in net. In the initial call open for any amateur stations listening and like to participate, when checking in, please leave your call sign, a first name, and a general location where you're transmitting from. And if there are any questions or comments or announcements, just let me know when you're checking in, and feel free to come in at any time. New amateur operators, of course, encourage to join us. And now, if there are any stations out there who would like to join us here this evening, come on in.
Kilo, Juliet 5, Juliet Big Victor, KJ 5, JVV. Mark in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Ken, you're sounding really good tonight.
Okay, thanks, Mark, and I've got you checked in. Ready for the station, like to join us here. Please have a nice check in. Ken here, VH3KX.
I guess I doubled with you, Ken. It's Victor Echo 3, Oscar Romeo Zulu, Mark, right here in Toronto.
Victor Echo 3, Romeo Zulu, Oscar Reno, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Kilo Lima, Rick Waterdown, Ontario, in and out.
KK6RQ in Clear Lake, Iowa. I don't know if you got me earlier. You were stepped on when you would have been acknowledging.
Victor Echo 3, Romeo Quebec X-ray in Pickering, Ontario.
Mike 7, Oscar Echo Zulu. from the UK, new license holder.
All right, I got you that time, and I couldn't have been more wrong. My apologies, I've got you in. Thanks for coming back. Any further stations, come on in. I'll take a few more, and then I'll run through the topics for tonight, and then I'll stop after that, see if there are any further check-ins or even comments at that point, and then we'll move on from there. So if there are any further stations, come on in.
Victor Alpha 3, Papa Kilo Foxtrot, Peter in Toronto.
Control. This is Kilo Bravo 2, Foxtrot Alpha, Carl in New Jersey.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie Yankee Uniform.
Victor Echo 3, India, Quebec Uniform, 33IQU. Help me in and out.
VE3PKF, KV2FA, Carl, VE3CYU, and VE3IQU, Reg. And I'm going to hold it here for a moment as well. I'm just going to go through the topics for tonight, and then I'll stop for a few more check-ins, and we'll start the the preliminary part of the map where I've just given some solar information, things like that, before we get into the main topics. Topics for tonight, first two here each week, and a sky this week, followed by the science trivia corner. The first main topic, atomic wildfires. And then after that, keeping a bit of a theme here, atomic sharks. And that sounds a little cryptic, but we'll get into that in a little bit. The oldest and closest pair of black holes, water found in the Milky Way. In fact, we found that near the central black hole, and we may have reached an AI singularity. Just dropping. And the building blocks of life found in space so far, and the geoglyphs found in the Amazon rainforest. There's some new ones there. Another boat sunk by orcas, and scientists are now taking a deeper look at why this behavior is continuing. And COVID-19 mortality study retracted because of misinformation, and that Tabby star, it's a star that's got this periodic dimming that's baffled scientists, perplexed scientists for a while now. They're trying to figure out what it is. There's several theories around it. We'll talk about that in a minute, in a little while. Structure inside the building blocks of atoms might dictate matter and antimatter imbalance, and a glue ball. And bundles of subatomic pure interactions, of course, these are bundles of gluons. We'll talk about that. This is something very, very new now, too. This is research that just came out. And if there are any further stations at this point that would like to join us, come on in. This is VA3KX Ken here, and you're listening to the Science Effects.
Kilo Delta 3 Delta Quebec Whiskey.
And Kilo Delta 3, could you come in one more time? Just your suffix. I got the last whiskey in there, but if you could just come in with the last little bit of your call sign.
DQW Delta Quebec Whiskey.
All right, you got it that time. Thank you. Any further stations, come on in. I'll take a few more, then we'll start things off. And for those of you new to the net, I go through topics each week, and at the end of the topics, I give people a chance to either make a comment about the topic or check in, or if you have a comment about some specific topic you want to bring up in the net, you're welcome to do that as well. And any further stations, come on in, then we'll start things off. All right, let's start things off here as I do each week. The very beginning of the next consists of a little bit of a mishmash of a few different things here. Solar wind, as of late this afternoon near my location. In fact, I bet if I check now, it would be a little bit different, but I'll give you the information I had earlier. 421.7 kilometers a second, still just a little bit low the threshold for solar storms. Density is a photon. 2.8, so it's rounded off to say 3 protons. In this case, it's just the atomic nuclei of hydrogen, so our atmosphere is getting slammed with 3.0 of these per cubic centimeter. Solar flux index 126, so it shows that our upper atmosphere is being irradiated by UV a bit, so we see some auroras higher altitudes. Sunspot number 59, just dropping. There is AR4508, AR, that just means active region, AR4508, then there was 513, so AR4513, 514, and 515. And out of those, AR4513 has a magnetic field that can produce an X-class solar flare, so they're watching for that for the next little while. HF propagation. Meters, fair right now during the day, good at night. 30 down to 15, good both day and night. And 10, right, or 12 to 10 meters, fair during the day and 4 at night right now. And it now takes me to space debris, and I include this each week, gives you an idea of how much debris, human-made debris, is left up in space. So it's still usable. Satellite, ISS, but there's other bits of it there, just broken up debris or just free floating. Rocket bodies and things like that. I don't give the total number of things up there. I just pick a certain size and give a bit of a tally of this each week. So objects tracked globally today, as I was putting things together here, 35,103 objects were tracked, just dropping. And from my location, just for a little bit of context, 2,328. Now, going by last week, very short nap. I was at a campfire for our local club. I gave a mini version of it, but at that point, the space debris was 35,036 objects. So from last week to now, it's an increase of 67. So as I say, from week to week, it's gradually going up. Although incrementally, it's not a huge amount, but each week, the amount of debris up in space is increasing. Dropping. And asteroids, include these each week. I try to include a couple of asteroids that are coming closest to Earth at any given net here. And I've got two this week. One as of today, these are referred to as near Earth objects. They're not potentially hazardous objects, but near Earth objects. We had as of today, object asteroid 2026 OA, just dropping. 14.7 lunar distances away, so that's 14.7 times the distance the moon is away from us, so that's a fair clip away. 15.3 kilometers a second and 38 meters in diameter. Now, that one, August 27th, a few days away. This is asteroid 523609, to drop it.